We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Ain't no fist pumping tonight. I'm coming with that UD mentality. I'm serious as a motherfucking heart attack tonight. This wasn't a win. This wasn't a victory. This was a motherfucking beatdown and a straight-up punking of the so-called schoolyard bully of the Eastern Conference. Oh, you first place in the East? You got the depoy in Ben Simmons? Who's going to stop Embiid? Sorry ass with 6 points. Who's going to stop Joel Embiid? You know who's going to fucking stop him? Trevor Ariza and fucking Caron Butler off the bench talking that straight cash. Miami Heat motherfucking culture, motherfucker. Let me explain to you what happened tonight. The spirit of Udonis Haslem filled the fucking American Airlines Arena. I don't care what the fuck that shit's called next year or the year after. It's the AAA to me here and forevermore. The spirit of Udonis Haslem filled the fucking arena from the jump.
Amen.
Well, well.
Well, can I get an amen from the congregation?
Amen.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Go from the opening tip. The goal tonight was to punk the fuck out of this bitch-made-ass Philadelphia 76ers squad.
Amen. Because
you got 7'1", 7'2", Joel Embiid cocking his head back, looking for fouls like he's James Harden. You a goddamn big man. Have some fucking respect for yourself. Then they want to tell me the fucking defensive player of the year is this light-skinned motherfucker Ben Simmons from Australia. Get the fuck out of my face. Put him over there with Joe Ingles. That ain't the fucking defensive player of the year. Defensive player of the year resides in motherfucking Miami. And his name is Bam Adebayo. And he put his fucking name on the map. They said that my man Bam couldn't handle Joel. They said he couldn't. Man, he handled Joel's ass all day long. Phrasing.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
Can come I on, one amen? More time. Let pass that plate. Something. Pass that plate.
I was past that collection plate for Duncan Robinson for next year because they kept looking for the switch on my man Duncan. They kept looking for the switch. Let's target Duncan Robinson. Listen, ain't go well for you. Did it, Philly. Tobias went off a little bit. Listen, punk ass, soft ass, bitch ass team. I'm doing my Bernie Mac voice. Some of them bitches. The whole give fucking some, lot of them.
Alf, give them some milk and cookies.
Talking about he wants some milk and cookies. Looking at me like I'm short. Punk Some of my bitch. When they come to Miami, gonna be some furniture moving around this motherfucker.
Him downstairs.
Him downstairs. Him. Like, I ain't got a fucking name. That's what UD said to him. I ain't got a fucking name, Joel. I got a fucking name, Dwight Howard. Yo, punk ass. Oh, listen, I'm not. I was gonna go somewhere
so much better
that
than
I can't.
Tracy Morgan. So much better than Tracy.
My Bernie Mac is a motherfucker.
That's I'm not good bad. At the Bernie not Mac. Bad.
But anyway, listen, man. Tonight was about Udonis Haslem. Tonight was about Miami Heat culture. Tonight was about stopping a mud hole in a motherfucker that came into your building talking that shit like they was the baddest motherfucking Eastern Conference. That's what tonight was about. And Brass, before you bring me out, let's see what the fuck my man Udonis Haslem did in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the best Miami Heat action I've seen all year. Let's see it.
Oh, that's wrong. That's the wrong music. Let's get this shit.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, but it's okay. We're setting it up. Look at this that is dirty where it starts.
This is where it starts. That dirty motherfucker Embiid. Why you keep rolling Embiid? That's old flopping ass big man. Look at this.
Fucking
big
motherfucker.
Sloppy.
Just big old sloppy.
I had a Sixers fan I mentioned saying, oh, it was an accident. You could tell. Fuck off. That was
not bad.
Look at the reason. Look at the spirit of Udonis take over Trevor Ariza right here.
And I love seeing that, too.
That's the spirit of Udonis. Here he comes.
Everybody knew when he came in. He went in. I mean, come on. Look at UD. He's locked that, in. He knows what
action.
He's about to do. Yep.
He's about that action right from the get.
Get that ovation.
He like the Hulkbuster.
He had that Hulkbuster armor on.
Yes, he did.
Right from the get. Look at that.
Give me that.
Look.
While we here.
Yep.
Sacrificing the body. And when's the last
time
you seen Kendrick Nunn with a block?
Running the floor. Look at UD running the floor.
Look at my man. Dragic, you got in my way. Flip up into the rim. Oh, look at the classic.
That's UD.
Legendary. Oh.
You want to put hands on folks?
He tried to be cool.
Yep.
I wasn't trying to. What you saying?
Yeah,
I wasn't trying
I'm
to.
Punch you in your bitch ass mouth. That's what I'm gonna
hit you in your fucking mouth. Yep.
I'm gonna hit you in your fucking mouth. Do that shit again. Hit you in your fucking. Look at this shit.
But you see, Dwight said I wasn't trying to. I wasn't trying to. I wasn't trying to.
My man, look how my man walked off the floor.
Theme.
Look how my like a motherfucking legend.
Legendary box score.
Oh my god! Listen. Wait, where's the box score for UD? 4 points, 100% from the field.
Hell yeah.
Give him that max contract.
One rebound and one
bring
ejection.
His ass back.
Listen, bring him back one more year. Listen, run that back.
Listen, I say that he is on this team for as long as he
wants.
If he gives us those 4 2-minutes, whatever the fuck he played tonight, he gives us that for the next 25 years, sign me up. Oh, captain, my motherfucking captain.
Let's go. Oh, here it is.
I didn't even know that was coming.
Tell him, Tony. Tell him.
Holy shit.
Oh,
yo, Brass.
Wait.
Draft. That was amazing. I did not set that up for the viewers. That was amazing.
Y'all thought Brass wasn't ready for that culture? Come on, man.
Come on.
Let's motherfucking
damn, now
go.
We got.
Listen.
Alf, we got a Max Brass now.
Oh, Brass. Listen, Brass on that.
Now,
Brass
on
that.
Listen, all season we've been come on, UD, are you not talking shit to them on halftime? Like, what the fuck are you doing? He was saving it up. Mm-hmm. He was saving it up. This game right here, what we saw right there in that 2 minutes and 40 fucking seconds, whatever it was, that is it. That was the injection he waited a fucking year to get. And this is what propels him into the fucking postseason, motherfuckers. This is where they take the reins. This is where they come back. This is it.
It's your job today.
Listen, man.
A lot of culture today. One time for the captain.
There's so much culture. Right there. There's culture emanating from the end of that finger into Dwight Howard's punk-ass face.
Put it
on a
Moments
t-shirt.
Put it on the Liberty
Bell. Oh, I already tweeted Miami Heat. Give me a fucking Moments t-shirt.
I need 10 of those.
Is there a David West one? Is that better than the David West one?
I think the picture is better.
Just because of the...
I would agree. I think the picture is better.
The picture is better.
David West one, though, is... There's too much backstory in that. That was insane.
Guys, but legitimately, this could be the last time we see Udonis Haslem on the court.
Is there any better way for him to go out, though?
He'll do it again in the conference semifinals, Brass.
And if it was, it was glorious.
Listen, my man did exactly what he came out there to do. You remember your Step Brothers when they said, "We're here to fuck shit up"? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Udonis Haslem came off the bench and said, "I'm here to fuck shit up." And he came out there, and you know what he motherfucking did? Fuck shit up. He fucked shit up. He knew what he was going to do. He was going to get ejected.
He was locked in. Yeah. He had a mission. You saw it when he came on the court.
Yeah.
I used to go out sometimes, and I'd be Liddy, and it'd be, you know, we're at the bar. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I look around. I say, "I'm going to fight a motherfucker tonight." UD had that mindset coming out the locker room. He said, "I'm going to fight a motherfucker today." Huh?
Alpha's like that all the time, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Brass has been out with me. I leave the house with that. I have the culture running through my veins. What do you want? You know what, Brass? I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Alphonse Sydney, a.k.a. Alpha954. You are tuned in to the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. And we are going to – listen, we are hyped up. We are excited. The Heat just beat the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And they ain't beat them. They slapped them around.
What the fuck? They didn't look like a number one seed.
They made them hold their belt loop.
Yo, we got 10.
God into these motherfuckers. This Alf. Is it.
Marquise735 has gifted 10 tier one subs just now.
Ooh, go ahead, Marquise.
Let me set this
Jay
up.
Jay Jock gifting subs. Vane Hype gifting subs. I can be your hero gifting subs.
Let's go, let's man.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Got to hit them one time for the subs and for UD40. Drip drop.
UD, this one's for you. You know what? Okay. We're out here drinking. We're drip dropping, Brass. Let's find out what we're drinking and drip dropping. And while we're finding out everybody's drip dropping, we want you guys to be responsible, okay? Drinking is serious business. You know, it's part of the Miami Heat beat culture. Okay. So if you are going to drink and you have to work the next day or you have shit to do the next day, you need to make sure you get your vitamins. So everybody support our sponsor, go to hproof.com right here. Brass put up the graphic. You know, if you're having five or more drinks or five or less drinks, if you're drinking, go to hproof.com. Go ahead and order you the hangover vitamins. Use the code MHB10, get 10% off your order, and have a good day the next day. Because you know what? I got to go to work tomorrow, and I drank way more than I needed to because I saw UD come in, and the vodka just started fucking flowing. I was like, I'm over here just like, oh, get him, UD. Get him.
Why the culture, yeah.
And then Shmee just says, fuck responsibility, punch a motherfucker in the face. But before you do that, take your vitamins. So the next day, you wake up and you are right. So go ahead.
Power packed punch.
H-proof.com. Use the code MHB10. It's the perfect sponsor for Hangover Time because we out here drinking. And if you're drinking, drink responsibly and take some fucking vitamins so the next day you feel all right. And drink some water.
I got work tomorrow. I got to, man. these hangover times, man, they're tough. Man. Let me tell you.
But we're drinking right now, so let's keep the show going, man.
I gotta be up at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, rolling out of bed and answering phone calls. So you know, I need something to get me going. So Siobhan, what are you drinking right now? Before you take your vitamins,
one fist, two fists, one fist of the Mondavi, and Jack and ginger beer.
Oh, nice. Right. You said red fist, blue fist.
Book I ever heard.
One fist, two fist. Yes.
Ginger beer is such an underrated mixer.
Get away from the ale. Get to some of that beer.
Listen, I do ginger ale a lot. But yes, a ginger beer that's
you can't switch it yet, Alf. You can't switch it.
No.
We on the We on low.
I'm on that Tito's and Sprite Zero tonight. I'm trying to, you know, work down my calories.
Sprite Zero.
Right.
Whatever you got to do.
That makes a difference. I'm with you, Alf.
And it helps with the hangovers. Less sugar and plus the vitamins. You know, listen, as a drinker, I know. Tiff, what you drinking tonight?
Same thing. That Tito's and lime. I'm rolling with it. We winning. We looking good. I'm rolling with it.
Listen, I've said it before. The Heat don't win when I drink dark liquor. It's a little bit racist, but I'm okay with it as long as they keep winning. All right? You know, when I drink light liquor, they win. When I drink dark liquor, they lose. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not saying nothing about anybody's voting records. I'm just saying it's fucked up. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I didn't have time to make a cocktail, but... So I'm on two things. So there's I'm drinking some Angel's Envy, which was just delicious. I'm just drinking that shit
straight.
That's
good shit.
And
that's
I'm also freebasing culture.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all right.
So, you know, responsibly though.
Mm-hmm.
Take your vitamins first.
UD will do that to you.
Yep. Take your vitamins.
G, what are you drinking over there with your tight ass Wade jersey?
Oh yeah.
Let him see it.
This is a 2005 Dwayne Wade jersey from when I was in middle school. I had to bust that shit out for the culture. I got this in NBA City in Orlando.
What grade were you in?
That big extra tight on the
28
side.
Years old.
Wait, what grade were you in?
I must have been seventh grade.
I can hear the seams crying.
Oh yeah, no, let me tell you, this is a classic. But I had to for the culture.
That shit is
I
know,
dead. You can always hear crying going on in Gianni's room.
Oh, God.
don't raise your hand to answer a question because we ain't
listen.
Which one? I actually went to put Schmiedens up, but I mean.
Oh, man.
You put that up?
It's a family show.
Yeah, I bet the Schmiedens up, but that one was funny.
His arm gonna pop out like the biscuits.
J Money said, "Put some titties away."
Some little biscuit Schmiedens. Rolls.
You over here looking like Zion in that jersey.
Go ahead, G. What you drinking?
Let me tell you, I'm back on it, Alf. I'm back on
the
it.
The titty meat coming out.
I'm having the motherfucking Kool-Aid tonight.
There we go, G.
Let's go.
Let's
drink
go.
That damn Kool-Aid.
Yes, G.
With a little rum.
That's
a little
it.
Rum. Shout out to Vesta for 5 tier 1 subs gifted. Shout out to Chalky Fingers, Choke Finger. I always say your name wrong. Choke Pinky Fingers 11 in chat for gifting a ton of subs as well. Young Snap, as always, gifting the subs. So fucking love our community. You guys,
man,
are the
we
best.
Love y'all. Before I get to Moose, if you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. I love the fact it is a source of pride. Someone says ga 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 ga. G's jersey says ga 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 ga.
It
is a source of pride for me that we have more views than subscribers. Like that shit is fire because YouTube measures that shit. They're like, you know, how many subscribers you got? Oh, you're doing like 130% of your subscribers. That's amazing. But hit that subscribe button. Help us with these algorithms. And if you're watching on YouTube and you want to get involved after a game, download the Twitch app and hit us up.
You don't even need to. You can just go to twitch.tv/MIEP. No app needed.
And watch live with us. Get involved with that chat, man. Fuck with Schmeath and Smolnik. Like, this motherfucker's cracking us up every night. Like, if you are, listen, I love you if you're watching the replay. I appreciate the fuck out y'all when you're watching the replay. But man, you are missing the live shit. Like, if you can't catch it, thank you for watching it again. But if you can be in the chat live, we are having a fantastic time. And come the playoffs, man, we're going to be out of control of this motherfucker. Smith and Smolnik says, download Twitch to roast Gianni's titties live. You can't roast Gianni's titties properly in the YouTube comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hit us
it's
up
just
live.
Not the same. It don't hit the same.
It hit different moves.
Yeah. Gianni. Yeah.
Gee, was you doing the stripper pop?
I'm trying to kind of smooth the jersey out a little bit. It's like,
what are you doing? You doing one of these?
Really? Yeah, or you Patreon a show.
I'm not going
to
lie. I'm kind of sweating. Really tight, you know. For the culture, we move.
Yeah, he's like a choreographer with it.
big win Moose. Tonight.
Moose, what you drinking tonight? You drinking some of that monkey?
Come on. You already know
that monkey titty,
baby. Why am I gonna switch it up? I got that monkey shoulder with a little ginger ale. And yes, I want to follow up. The chat is fucking hilarious. You guys make this show so much fun to follow here. So one time for the chat. Drip drop.
One time for the chat. Mm.
If y'all don't know, drip drop is our bat signal to drink. It's coined by Moose.
We don't even really need it, but we use it anyway.
It's like an official. It makes it, you know, it makes it like an event.
It's like we swig. And then, so Saturday night, Heat game, that's going to be a drip drop Saturday night. So that means we take shots for subs. And it usually ends
just for fun.
An 8 p.m. game, we finally know with 2 days to go. We finally know it's going to be 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, the game. So.
Yo, that's slandering the fuck out of me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is that the first time you're reading the chat,
mansplaining drip. I was going to say, we have been doing drip drop all year, and like this is the second to last game.
Cardi G explaining it.
Cardi G.
Cardi G. He was doing stripper moves earlier. I don't know, you know. Shit.
Cardi G.
Let's get to this game, man. Once again, the bench shows up.
Yes.
And Goran Dragic and Tyler Hero, they're on a motherfucking tear. They're scoring at least 30 points every night. You know, they've been between 30 and 50 points. They're coming out. They are running other bench units off the floor. And tonight, you actually had the starting lineup not just hand them a 2-point or a 3-point lead. They were. Are you on them heroes?
Mm. Oh, Siobhan, it's delicious.
Siobhan, the starters gave them a substantial lead, and these guys kept it, grew it. Like, it was harmonious throughout the entire lineup, and they figured out a rotation.
Yeah, we've seen this team get big leads in the first quarter, you know, all season long. But as soon as the second rolls around, and definitely as soon as the third rolls around, you know, it's gone. This game and the games prior to, like we've said, they've been on a little bit of a roll. They felt different. They've come out, and today the type of will that they imposed in the start of the game was a little bit different than I think even some of their first quarters on, you know, this little mini run we've been on. Bam was coming out and was physical and was aggressive. Jimmy started the game perfectly. Kendrick has still just been steady for you. Like you said, the starters gave them the type of lead that would have been nuts for the bench unit to let go. And at no point, even when the Sixers started making their little run, at no point did it feel actually threatening. At no point was, you know, I really nervous. It was a dominant win. It was a physical win against a bigger, physical, supposed to be more physical team. They look really, really good tonight. Shout out to the, like you said, the starters for getting that big lead, and everyone came and did what they're supposed to do and maintained the lead. It was great.
A physical but bitch made team.
Oh God.
So just
team full of bitches. Oh, just, Joel.
You know what? How is Joel Embiid considered likable?
I really don't get it.
He is corny as shit. He's unbelievably talented, but he's corny as shit. He's dirty as shit. He's a zero fucking flopper. Control. He fell over. There's no excuse for a dude built like that to fall over on a razor like that.
All he does is pout.
6 points tonight.
All he does.
All he does is pout.
What, G?
Nomadic Rider just gifted 20 tier one subs, which I think is
Nomadic Rambler.
Rambler. Wow. Shout out to Lenny Lester, who gifted five earlier, too. So shout out Lenny Lester. But that's a record. That's a record on the show.
Damn.
Thank you.
He gifted more subs than Embiid had points tonight.
He's the real MVP.
Thank you. Nomadic Rambler.
Listen. He's the real MVP.
For real.
Tiff, I host.
Oh, you got to hit him with a hard drip drop.
Oh, I mean, I'm a
Moose. As a matter of fact, let's all hit him with a drip drop. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
That was terrible.
I thought we were gonna do the wind up. Like, you gotta let me hit it with the one time.
I wasn't sure where we were starting. I'm not used to the communal drip drop. Right. But keep it moving. Come on. I'm all for it.
But Tiff, listen, I host another show called Light Skin Opinions. That Sixers lineup has way too many light skin motherfuckers in their starting lineup. They soft as baby shit. It's a whole bunch of cats. Joel is the softest 7'2 motherfucker I ever see. I would love Joel to ever play against Shaq back in the day. Shaq would eat that motherfucker.
Can't even handle Mr. Deadman.
Yeah, bro. He wouldn't have made it.
Bro, and listen, and for all, and I want you to talk about this, Tiff. For all the people that say that Bam can't handle Joel.
See that?
Oh, what shit. Happened? Marquee 735 gave out 25 tier one subs.
All right, Moose. Let Moose do it. Let Moose do it. Let Moose do it. Let Moose do it.
You, dog?
Gotta hit him one time for Marquise and Rambler. Drip drop.
Yeah, we gonna get drip drop, drip drop. Everybody join in. Jesus Christ, that's incredible.
Marquise. Great job. I mean, great job, chat. We incredible. Love you guys.
We love you. Oh, God damn it, we love you.
This is the show.
Damn, somebody buy G Accord.
I need a new USB cable. All these tier one subs, I gotta get a new USB cable.
Oh my God. Now, goddamn, motherfucker. Tip, they
my,
say Bam.
My salary isn't paying enough.
They say Bam can't handle Joel. Bam had 18, 12, and 8 tonight. Damn near a triple double compared to Joel's 6, 2, and 1.
That's pathetic, man. That's fucking pathetic. That's listen. Almost what UD had in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And
I really want to get outrageous. Yeah, honestly, UD outplayed him per 36.
Right.
Oh, my God.
UD played him straight up. What are you?
UD had
4 points.
Per 36, UD just on the, like this season has a Hall of Fame case.
Listen, there's so many things to talk about, but we're having too much fucking fun.
50, yeah. Somebody said 50 Bam. Subs and G goes topless. I'll do that.
I'm so torn.
I don't know if I want that.
And honestly, I want to get to the TNT broadcast. Bam versus Embiid tonight. Bam versus Embiid.
There wasn't no verses.
Thank you.
Somebody brought the hits. Somebody brought the hits, and somebody just like brought a song. That's what it was. It wasn't no verses.
That some bitch didn't even look like he wanted to be out there.
He didn't want to perform. You know what happened? Bam hit that first jumper, and his lazy ass didn't want to meet him at the apex. That's what happened. That's all it took. It took one jumper for Bam, and then B never left that paint again. That's what happened.
And he also was like, damn, man, they're being mean to me.
They're doubling me.
Trevor Ariza is yelling at me.
They're swatting.
Udonis is...
They're swiping at the ball on me.
They're bumping back.
And honestly, I listened to the Heat Beat podcast from yesterday. It was a great one. Johnny, you had Jackson Frank or Frank Jackson. I can't remember. Is it Jackson Frank?
Jackson Frank.
That's backwards. I have two first names, so I shouldn't be talking shit. My first name sounds like more of a last name than my first name, so I shouldn't be talking shit. But you had Jackson Frank. You guys did a really good breakdown. You talked about Heat Sixers. And, gee, I want to give you so much fucking props because you said assist to turnover ratio was an issue with Joel Embiid.
When you I told G that.
But
come on, let G have this one.
This just got good.
I mean, what does your shirt say, Tiff?
This is fucking Tiff to G right now.
But listen, Tiff, G out here wearing the super tight.
I give it to him.
I'm
give it to
him right now.
But you said the assist to turnover ratio for Joel is a problem. And especially against teams that hedge and double and bother him in front. Joel had one assist and 4 turnovers tonight. He can't pass out of pressure.
Out of size. And what they were doing, Alf, was kind of hilarious and legit the most disrespectful shit I've ever seen Spurs do. They were switching anything with Ben Simmons. They were switching bigs onto Ben Simmons so that big can then come help on Embiid, which was hysterical. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't give a shit if Ben Simmons is under the basket because we don't trust Joel to make that pass because he's going to turn it over. And we don't trust Ben to do anything useful. So they were switching Bam. They were switching Deadman only to come help. So you have Ariza or a smaller guy on Embiid. That double comes and Embiid was just a turnover machine. Simmons didn't do anything. It was hysterical. I mean, Spo coached circles around Doc. Again, another guy in the Eastern Conference that Spo has just completely destroyed in playoff pass. Doc Rivers, Tom Thibodeau, all these guys. So, I mean, the game plan is clear. Philly has fatal flaws that we've talked about all year, Alf. That Simmons, what is he going to do in the half-court offense when the Heat help off of him? And can Joel pass over Heat traps? And the answer to both of those questions today was they didn't do jack shit.
Simmons had all of 8, 6, and 1.
Nothing. They didn't care
he
about
took that. Hey, he took that shooting sleeve off.
Pointless piece of fucking fabric I ever seen in my life. The hell?
He took it off tonight.
Nomadic Rider with another 10 tier 1 subs. I mean, goddamn, I may have to take my shirt off by the end of the night. Jeez. I mean,
whoa.
Oh, my God. We're approaching solid gold territory.
I need you to take that shirt off so you can breathe.
Oh, my God. I'm like Marv Albert.
Oh, my God. No. Moose, you want to get into Marv Albert or you want to get into Hero?
No.
I'm going to give you. We're not going to go into Marv Albert's bag.
Tyler Thursdays, baby.
I'm not gonna go into Marvel's.
Save that for drip drop.
You know what I do want to say though, just to kind of go off G real quick. Nomadic making it rain. He is Fez. He is. I wanted to say that tonight was really a statement game for both Spoelstra and the players. Like Spoelstra came out there to show you, hey Doc, you may have some new players, but you don't have any new ideas. I'm about to fucking run circles around you. All right. Bam came out there and said, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, Embiid, but you're not the best center in the game, and I'm going to go prove it tonight. And thank God that he had that type of performance, because you want to see that heading into the postseason. So this was a statement game saying, hey, we see you. We're going to see you. We're going to beat you. Get your shit ready.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just them. It was everybody.
Single person.
That's what made it so glorious. It was fucking Kendrick Nunn fighting through screens, just holding, fighting, scrapping. Yes. Like he's the shortest motherfucker on the floor.
Through the trees.
Listen, Duncan was 1-for-7 from three, and I loved his fucking game.
And that motherfucker's defense looked fantastic. Yes. Everyone was clicking.
Yes.
It was so
Duncan was pissing everyone off on the block because everyone kept trying to post him.
Ben couldn't do shit with him but hold him the whole time. Yep. And then would do that fake like, oh, he pushed me and I'm pulling him down. Oh, let me just fall bullshit. Oh, God.
Also, let me tell you what a motherfucker Jimmy Butler is.
Oh,
that's God. He ain't... I'm telling you, I love him, but he ain't shit. You go out here and be 4-for-4 from three against your former team. That is
real.
That is a petty motherfucker.
He been saving it.
That's been loading. Hit 4 threes all year.
It's been loading very, very, very quietly. He got some legs under him.
Yeah,
shot looked good.
He's getting rest.
He didn't play the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter
again,
rest, yep.
That's a lot of games he hasn't played the fourth quarter.
It's so big, man.
Huge. Any bit of rest that you can get in the fourth quarter in these last couple games, crucial. Yep.
But what I would also like to say, if we have been questioning, do the Heat have a switch that they can flip? And I don't know if the whole team has it, but Jimmy motherfucking Butler does.
He has it.
No question.
And, honestly, Goran Dragic looks like he got that motherfucker, and Tyler Hero looks like he done flipped his switch.
All of those guys got rest. Every single person you just met.
Everybody's resting.
The freshest cereal. It was stale. It was stale like a motherfucker.
Do you just keep the box and keep refilling it with Fruit Loops?
Yes. Toucan Tyler got some rest.
Toucan Tyler
got some rest. This is what we look.
That might be the next t-shirt.
The depth is good because the starters look good. Everyone's rested. Everyone's healthy. Shots look so good. Bam and Jimmy are purposely taking backboard shots. I'm like, fuck with these people.
I'm telling y'all, a solid
rotation.
Listen, a strong run in the playoffs. We can pinpoint so many things, but that strong run at the end is going to come because of Ariza and Mr. Deadman. That's going to be it, because Ariza allows the guards to do so many things.
Because he can do so much and so efficiently and just cool under the, like, he's not trying to be anything other than what he is, but what he is fucking perfect for what we need him to be.
And he is so, like, listen, Ariza and Deadman are so, they are, it's like they were made in the Miami Heat factory. Like, these motherfuckers are just, like, Miami Heat players through and through. Like, who was the motherfuckers jawing all night? It was UD, it was Deadman, and it was Ariza.
Trevor, yep.
Because Deadman came out there after the whole thing with UD and Dwight. And he said, motherfucker, you got me fucked up if you thought it was going to be easy sledding the rest of the way. He's like, listen, that was such a you got me fucked up moment from Deadman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was an old school, old man, you done got me fucked up. You should ask about me.
I love
it. Ask around the neighborhood. I put hands on people.
Young and tires on cars.
Not that man with a mustache.
You know what Deadman said? He said, try Jesus.
But don't try.
Not me.
Not me.
Because I throw hands.
Try the lottery.
When was the last time a Heat game felt this good?
Oh, my God.
I think it might be the playoffs. I mean, like, the Jazz game was great, but I mean, this shit. At that Lakers
game. This was an ass whooping.
No, this is the most fun win of the year. It's not even close.
This was a curve.
It's also the opponent, you know?
Well, yeah, right. Loving off those two wins against the Celtics, that they, like, legit showed something to us. And we said on the pregame show, the Heat haven't really put, like, a full four quarters together outside of a couple. Today was, like, they had their foot on the gas the whole time. They embarrassed these dudes on national television when, you know, the conversation was,
is Embiid going to rest?
What's going to happen? They need the ones, and they kicked their ass.
He did rest, though. He did rest.
He
did
rest. He was
tagging his ass.
He rest.
He played a half. That's it. Yo, Philly gave up at halftime. I don't care what the fuck the box score says.
Don't let a Philly fan fool you tomorrow at your job, at your workplace. I don't care where you listen, they're gonna talk about, oh, we didn't need you did need that motherfucker. Y'all wanted to win that shit. That's why Joel made the fucking trip.
Right.
Dude was supposed to stay home with a stomach flu. Don't let them talk that shit to you at your job tomorrow.
That was a threat. What they did.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tactically, what they did physically, they punked those dudes and they did everything that they had to on both ends of the floor tactically to be like, we know how to solve you.
Listen, give me Doc Rivers versus Eric Spoelstra in a series. I've watched this movie. I've seen how it ends.
Yeah.
Doc versus Brad. Give me,
and depend on what side you're on. That shit is a nightmare.
Siobhan, you out here preaching. Who else versus Spo?
Anybody. It's Spo versus everybody.
Spo, everyone.
Brad versus Spo.
Spo versus everyone.
Right. Spo versus the world.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
That's it.
Bo versus the East.
Well, and what I would say to the NBA is the NBA rigs shit for LeBron every year. Like, you need to make do whatever you can to make sure this series happens.
Yeah.
This, the Heat has, they have to match up. This is, this would be such an incredible series.
And you know who's fucking everything up
it's
right
gonna
now?
Be the, this is going to be the most exciting four game series.
You know who?
The Hawks are fucking everything up because it needs to be Knicks Heat. And
that
then
game
it,
last
then
night.
Fucking, I just, the fucking Hawks are ruining.
So frustrating.
They're ruining the playoffs.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see your little ball headed ass Trae Young, no defense playing. Oh, dirty lollipop looking motherfucker. What do you call him?
Who's he look like, Siobhan?
Dill Pickles.
Oh, Dill Pickles looking ass bitch. Boy, get off my TV and play some defense. Fuck.
Oh,
John Collins.
That fucking Nick cartoon.
Little baby hairs.
John Collins, old just fucking creative player looking face ass. Get off my TV. Nobody wants to watch the Hawks.
He unless he comes here next year.
Stop.
The Hawks don't want to watch the Hawks.
Nobody, niggas in Atlanta don't want to watch the Hawks. Right. They don't show up.
Nope.
I remember I lived in Atlanta for 2 years. And I bought season tickets for the Hawks.
Damn.
What's 41 times 5? It was $210.
For season tickets?
$205, $205.
Wait, for season tickets?
For season
tickets.
Shit. I paid that for a seat.
I think FIU has, like, FIU costs more for season tickets.
For the season. And all I did was go to the two Heat games. I went to, like, a Suns game because they had Nash and Stoudemire at the time. That's how old I am. The long time ago. It cost $205. To get season tickets for the Hawks, and you could move down to the fucking first level. You'd be courtside, fucking, you know, talking shit to Al Horford. Just tapping. Hey, Al. Do better, motherfucker.
Did you guys see Bam's comments on UD just now?
No.
When
how we see
about,
it? We paying attention to the show.
I'm checking the wave.
What the fuck, G? they asked him about what happened.
What, they stopped talking about your titties and all of a sudden you stopped paying attention to the show?
No, I'm trying. I don't know. I'm doing my job. I'm monitoring Twitter. I'm monitoring chat.
Thank you, G.
God damn, I'm trying to help.
No, what'd he say? What'd he say?
Bam said about Haslam, this motherfucker crazy. Said that in a post-game press conference.
Put it on a shirt.
Yo, I love that.
Oh,
what
my
else,
God.
What's there to say?
Someone said I was down bad for Hawks tickets. I lived in Atlanta and I wanted to go to Heat games.
Hawks were down bad for viewers.
Yeah, they were looking.
205, the hell?
Bro, that bitch was less full than the COVID arenas.
That's less than my grocery bill.
That's one trip
I spend more on Whole Foods than on that. What the fuck is that?
We might have got more money in subs tonight than your season tickets.
Listen.
Nomadic. G's titties are worth more than those Hawks tickets.
Used to ride the
get
Marta
a G
through the hood.
Magic City ain't ready for me.
Oh.
Guess that boy tootsies.
Mega clap. we have our gaga of the game. Are you ready, Brass?
Yeah.
We're gonna have imaging for this soon, maybe.
Come back for a playoff.
Yeah, for the playoff. All right, so Jimmy gets inside, here go Bam. Like this is look at Joel. Look at Joel. Where's the depoy? Where's the depoy? Go back. I'm looking for the depoy on this one. Look at him.
Follow, scared,
Zags
looking
off,
at Duncan.
And doesn't give a shit.
Crossing
and doesn't
feet.
Look.
They're look. So scared of Duncan because they have to drop whenever they do handoffs that Simmons has to defend him at times. And that opens up shit like that.
Listen, but if you look at this, look at how far he sinks in and look where Duncan is.
I know.
So they could have kicked the ball out.
Joel, people's fucking god in this league, he is playing. Look at him. He's playing like we thought Deadman was going to play when he came here.
That's true.
Y'all thought Deadman
that is so true.
Trash.
And Deadman is whooping that ass.
One more time.
Look at
his feet.
Look at him scratching.
But wait, But look at his feet.
Needs a tune-up.
Feet. I thought he played soccer. I thought he played soccer. Damn, why is his feet like that?
Bro, they got – yo, listen, I'm not a body language guy, but that's some of the worst body language in the league.
I am. He has very bad – he's always –
the whole team, though.
He's always had very poor court presence.
Them motherfuckers,
because the second they feel adversity, they cave. That's why I'm saying they gave up at halftime. They might have been on the court in the second half. Those numbers, that all that shit, that's nothing. They fucking gave up.
It's Teta says this production is elite. Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Brass Jazz.
Thank you.
I do want to address something. One of our favorite viewers, Carliana, Carletiana, I'm not gonna say it right. It's actually a friend of G's in real life. She put this in the chat. Life Brand already has a Unanimous Fight T-shirt
available. Of course they do.
Of course.
What I would like to say is, Life? Do not support that.
Don't.
Yeah.
Punk ass. Fuck ass, terrible fucking company.
Correct.
Do not buy a Life Brand shit.
Garbage.
Fuck Life Brand. Fuck whoever rolled with them. I'm on the source stage in 1995 or whatever. Fuck Life Brand.
All in the videos.
And everyone who love them, all in the fucking videos. Riding the Dwayne Wade dick to Chicago. Like, fuck Life Brand.
Forever.
You will never see me in some Life Brand shit.
Thought I told you that Alf won't stop. Thought I told you that Alf won't stop.
You know what you will see us in? Some Miami Heat beat merch. Check it out.
Look at all this merch.
Oh, look at that shit.
Merch everywhere. God, they got the drip drop. Got the LSO shirt. What's that shirt say, Tiff?
Oh, in regards to Philly in that number one spot?
Oh.
Fuck that number.
Fuck them numbers. Mm-hmm.
Hot selling shirt, by the way. Hot selling shirt. Fuck them.
Hot selling shirt. Fuck Life Brand again. If you want to go spend some money, go spend some money at hproof.com and get you some.
Yes.
And use the code MHB10 and get you some.
I ordered mine today.
Yes. Go and get you some hangover pills after watching this show, because we'd be fucked up.
And again, we want to stress.
Oh, wait.
You're watching.
Show that hat. Show that hat.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That it feels like Miami.
It feels like Miami.
It feels like Miami. Y'all love.
And it's soft, too. Like, I legit love this hat.
Oh, y'all,
all that shit's comfy.
YouTube comments love the intro to MHB Elf. They love it.
Listen, much respect to Palumbo Beats. Palumbo Beats has given us all the beats for all of our shows. Palumbo Beats made the beat for this show. He made the beat for half of the five reason shit. We won't go into that. But yeah, my man Palumbo, he's the one that made that it feels like Miami shit that y'all love so damn much. But yeah, most importantly, fuck Life Brands.
But I want to say, again, like before we are, Alf already said it before, but we have some new viewers tonight. Thanks so much for coming out. We have a fucking blast. The more of you that are here, the more fun we have.
Yeah.
This show is going to get crazy in the playoffs.
Wait for
so
chat,
you don't need to be anywhere else
playoffs.
But here, we're ready. We're all playoff ready. And please, if you haven't already, go to YouTube, follow us on YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube. That'll be big for us. We're going to have some stuff going on there too, as well as exclusive shit on Twitch. Like, you know, we got a lot of shit coming. So follow us everywhere. We appreciate that. So anyway, on with the show.
On with the show.
We haven't even talked about Bam, dude. Like,
I did
offensively.
Talk about Bam.
No,
just fucking worked Embiid all night.
45 minutes on it.
He, you know, today
were
was
you?
The,
you were out here looking.
I was like checking your titties. Just
he
not
was looking for titty
this.
Comments.
No, what he did, he
he's
lost.
Not here trying to build up his OnlyFans brand. Come
the
on.
Way
he didn't get enough oxygen to his brain and lost consciousness for about 10 minutes.
Got butter and biscuits.
Okay. Man, hold up.
Tight jersey one time.
Listen,
hold up. I gotta hold. I gotta give a shout out to who is that? Shades Fitty. Oh, Springfield, Illinois in the house. All right, let me give you a shout out. I went to school in Jacksonville. There you go, Shades. I see you.
Cute.
We see you. Chicago, Illinois, all that stuff in
the house. Oh, you messing up. That's not Chicago. No,
thing.
No, you doing too much.
We call everything in Florida Miami. Shit. I remember when I moved down from New York, my family said we moved to Miami. We moved to Coral Springs. I was confused as a motherfucker.
Miami at heart.
Lied to your ass.
They said we're gonna move where Disney World is. I was like,
so
super
live, so really live.
I thought Disney World was. Listen, Haitians, there's no such thing as Florida. It's called Miami, and that's from the Keys all the way to Jacksonville. It's Miami. It's one fucking state. There's no such thing as Florida. But anyway, we want to get into some more breakdowns of this game, and there's no one better at this shit on the internet doing Miami Heat breakdowns than Siobhan. So here is Bond's breakdown.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
I think we got four today. I think it's mostly defense. And offense. I liked a lot what Duncan did tonight. I think I have a play or two kind of touching on that. The whole team looked really, really good, so let's get into it. So this first play, it's a long development play. Miami does a good job at taking teams deep into their shot clock, but then we'll fuck up on like the rebound or something. But boom, pause. So I think this trap is committed to here. Yep. Kendrick's going to commit to this trap here with Bam. They've been a much better trapping team, too. Much more aggressive traps. Duncan reads it perfectly. You always take off the next available kick out of the trap. Duncan's going to rotate beautifully to Joel. And not only does he rotate and he gets his feet in position, he rotates with his arm in the passing lane. Truthfully, if they wanted to force that ball to Joel, they could have, but they don't. Duncan's in good position. Go ahead. Gets here. They push it out. Pause. Kendrick kind of bumps a bit. Bam is going to motion Duncan to get back down here to Ben. He's going to. Duncan's been moving his feet so much better than he did in the first half of the season. I cannot stress enough his in-season improvement. Go ahead. He recovers back down here to Ben. Box out. Ben loses it out of bounds. Ben was having tough times with Duncan all night, offensively and defensively. Go ahead.
Bad at basketball.
Some defense here. Pause, right? Start this again, please. Duncan's going to do, or not Duncan, pause. Kendrick's going to do this. Something really cute here with his feet. Super simple. It helps you just recover over, to the other side of the screen. It's going to spin here. Just gets back in position. Go ahead. Comes back. Stays here. Duncan comes over. Pause. That's a long way to run from covering Seth over here in the corner, covering baseline to the double with Joel. Go ahead. Everyone rotates. Duncan rotates all the way back to Seth again. Sometimes they kind of baffle me with what their defensives. And then he gets the block. Duncan's been playing really well. They sometimes baffle me with what their coverages are out of the double, but they always make up for it. And Duncan running 5 miles a game on offense is also covering a lot of ground defensively as of late.
But look what they did to Embiid on that one, Siobhan.
Go ahead. Go that one again, Brass.
He's
he doesn't even want it. He catches the ball. He's not even trying to impose himself.
Because he doesn't know what to do on the double.
Yep. The back out dribble is way up here above his head.
And you ain't doing shit on Bam. And look at Nunn just okay, get the ball out of his hands. And then boom. And then now you're dealing with a bunch of subpar fucking players. It's just, it's beautiful. Honestly, what they do to him.
He's looking like Hassan on those nights where we couldn't stand Hassan.
Yeah.
And that's what really I'm saying. Is. He literally just is giving up. He's pouting. He's Hassan is the perfect comparison for him because that's the way he's acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the next one, Brass. So pause here. So Miami does a bunch of things where they align three people up in very similar sets for consecutive possessions, but they'll try to get different things out of it. And for the most part, they're very successful in doing that. I think Philly tried it here, but Miami, again, covers very, very well for themselves. Kendrick is going to almost get beat. He and Duncan, I think, switch. Jimmy is going to cheat in for the man that looks like he's beat Duncan, but Duncan recovers. Go ahead. pause. There's a bunch of stuff that happened up in there. I looked at it a bunch of times. Duncan comes back, but Jimmy is cheating over to cover Danny Green in case Duncan can't get back, but he does. Duncan, paying attention and thinking so quick on the fly, was ready to cover back to the corner in case Jimmy stood with Danny, but he doesn't. Duncan gets back to Danny. Go ahead.
Oh, that was nice.
Gets over the screen. That's awesome. Joel shoots some bullshit from the back and then fouls Duncan. Talking shit. That's what I love. I love it.
And look at this bitch and be like yawn at the ref.
What is he talking about?
What are you fouling him?
Like, what are you crying about?
There's nothing else.
God.
And then last one. Last one, I just wanted to highlight what it looks like when all of the pieces of this team is going here. Pause. I can't tell if Goran's on the team or not, but at one point, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. Goran's not on the court, I can't tell, but Tyler and Duncan are, and they share the ball really well in this possession. Go ahead. Duncan could have taken it. Boom. Pause. Duncan is very good with the pump fake, one dribble, relocate. So many people are not, but Duncan is, but he gives himself a dribble and a little bit more space into the reload. He could have taken that after he got bent off his feet, kicked it back to Tyler. Tyler had a great game, and go ahead, I believe Tyler made it. The team, they look really, really good. They look great tonight. They look really good when everyone's clicking, and I think everyone came in and did what we needed them to do. They kicked Philly's ass tonight.
It feels
That last one, Moose,
it feels so good to see them kick it out to Tyler for an open three. You feel good about it, but you feel good about it now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you do. And that
you legit feel good. Tyler's shooting out of his mind right now.
And there was a stretch this season where he wasn't, and that was okay to admit, but he is now. And so you feel good about that kick out.
Shout out to Ryan Cortez.
Shout out to Ryan Cortez, yes. And B shops at Wine Wine. I fucking hate that mother. Hate that some of my bitch. Yo, big ass, heaven for this, always flopping around like a motherfucker. You ain't no jellyfish, motherfucker. Play some goddamn basketball.
Like I'm small.
It's so much better than Tracy. Like, it's not even close.
I got two good ones.
Some of them, bitch.
Him downstairs.
Like, I ain't had no name.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bernie.
You mean separate like divide? I looked at my brother, that motherfucker walked out of the courtroom. Next time I see that motherfucker be just furniture moving.
I like when you're running out of breath though, and then it just goes back to your regular voice.
That's the best
part. That's the part.
Flex, I'm on my bitch. Him downstairs.
Damn it, G.
Come on, G. Get your shit together.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, we're getting ready for the goddamn playoffs.
I'll be ready for playoffs. We got a surprise for our Twitch audience for playoffs. We got something real fun for you guys that I think our subscribers are going to love. I'm really excited to show this.
Do we?
We do. Oh, yeah, we do.
I had no idea.
An announcement? Or?
They'll see. It'll be ready.
It's not your titties, is it?
No, maybe. Who knows? Who am I to say? It could be areola. It could be emotes.
I want to clear the air. It's not his city, so stick around.
Someone said nipple tassels. Yes.
The Flaming Heat logo.
Cardi G, baby.
Oh, God damn it. I got to Photoshop after this now.
Remember when Harry had the sparklers coming out?
Oh, the fireworks!
Yeah. That could be that if they make the finals, that's in play.
Oh,
Brass, do we have a Mr. Deadman's Garage tonight?
We do.
My favorite thing.
My favorite though is that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something. You go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? But you got a Plymouth? Yeah, bring that around here for about 4 o'clock. You ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out the plant 15 goddamn years. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave. Ha, ha, ha!
every time.
It never gets old.
Listen, I don't even have a. There were some good plays tonight, but I was so wrapped up in UD, I only got one. So J4598 says Mr. Devin garage.
That's right.
So this is where he gets into it, Dwight Howard, a little bit. And my man said, hey.
He did that slow walk back.
Been around the block too many times.
Right now.
Come on now.
Don't make me hit you with a racket.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling
you.
Say now. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself.
Once.
I hit you with a tire iron, bitch.
Hold on, Jack.
He definitely said, hey, Jack.
Hey.
Whoa, Jack.
Hey, settle down there, Jack.
Come on, buddy.
Told him to simmer down.
Told him to simmer down. Now he said, okay. All right.
He said, old man.
Look how far down he's playing.
He's like,
bitch, you can't shoot.
Sight.
Fuck your lob, motherfucker.
Got him.
Tyson's jumping 25 years.
Little hoe.
You know he was talking that shit.
And then he got a tech.
Yeah, he did.
Worth it.
He said,
because he bumped him. Because he pushed him.
Because he pushed him.
Tony Brothers, man.
David Tom.
Brad, play that again.
Which one, at the end?
Not even the end. Just right here. Look at where Devin is playing because of Dwight Howard. This is why Dwight Howard got played off the floor in the finals.
Yep.
Get your ass out of here with that lock. We all saw that shit coming.
Right.
Look at my damn face. Dragon.
I'm not guarding you the other 26 feet of the floor, so of course, if you get closer, I'm going to have to.
Look at Dwight Howard. Technical.
Just shoulders.
Getting that superstar treatment tonight. Fuck out of here.
Dwight is 4 years older than Deadman, which is like hilarious.
And he played it tonight.
Deadman's 31.
Really?
No, Deadman looked at him and said, hey, young man. Hey.
Exactly.
Watch your mouth, young man.
Hey, young man.
Have some respect.
Respect your elders.
Boy, don't.
I know your mom and him.
Yeah.
You know I know your mom and him.
I know your people.
I know your folks.
I know your people. I have permission. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Takes a village.
They need to keep them.
Takes a village.